Hoarding, as far as the statistics go, seems to affect about 1 to 2 people in every 100. That's obviously not just, you know, people who collect a few things or live in a slightly messy home. It's actually where the hoarding is starting to really impact on people's lives. So making living in a home difficult, access issues, obviously filth and stuff like that accumulating around the mess. So when we're talking about one to two people in every 100, we're talking about people whose hoarding has become a problem.
I'm sure some of us have seen it on TV programmes. I mean, it can become, houses almost can become difficult to get into, can't they? Because the amount of things that they've got in them, and surely living in that sort of condition, it must be horrible.
Yes, I think it is. And also, when it gets to a certain stage, which is why we're so keen to help people with this problem, it can sort of intensify feelings of embarrassment and shame, and stop people wanting to connect with others, causing people to withdraw totally, not allowing people into the home who might be doing important works like checking things like gas boilers or checking electrical appliances and so on. So as well as being quite a significant physical potential risk, not to mention living in an environment which could be, you know, very unclean, particularly if people are collecting sort of animals of some sort, which is something that people do, but also emotionally very damaging.
This has actually been identified as being a problem now, mental illness.
Yes, exactly, and this is only quite a recent sort of revelation, really, or change in terms of the diagnosis. So it used to be that hoarding was tended to be associated, and it still is associated with other conditions as well, such as memory loss and other physical health problems and so on. But it was only in 2016 that it was deemed to be a mental health problem in its own right. And I think that's potentially a very helpful way of looking at it, actually, because it then really starts to lend itself to therapeutic and other types of interventions that hopefully will be really helpful for people who have this problem.
So what's the £40,000 going to be used for, Jill?
We're recruiting a full-time declutter buddy support worker. This is actually based on a model that Croydon Minds have piloted. So the Declutter Buddy's role will be to build the trust and confidence of people who hoard, and then work with them to actually hopefully go into the home and start the rather overwhelming can be task of starting to declutter in ways that don't disturb or distress the person concerned. On top of the Declutter Buddy, who will be doing one-to-one work with clients who come forward for the project, we'll also be running 6 weeks worth of therapeutic group work with a trained counsellor who'll use a range of different skills to actually work with people and find out, you know, why they're hoarding in the first place, what sort of situations have led up to the hoarding, and what their motivations is for change, and start to, you know, put together an action plan with the person concerned. So each person will have their own individual plans, and obviously their own individual thoughts and feelings about hoarding and why they hoard.